You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. On this Wednesday, May 14th, we are going to return to the story of the aftermath of that 7.9 earthquake that hit China this week, where we, like so many, have been struck by the widespread and rapid response by the communist government in China, for which they have been widely praised for responding so quickly, unlike intense criticism for other crises like a similar quake 30 years ago, or more recently, the SARS crisis. What does this response say about the Chinese government today? And for some thoughts on that, we're going to go to William Hess, a China analyst with the forecasting company Global Insight. So, William, is this response based on a concern for its citizens, or is it about bolstering the government's image both inside the country and outside the country?
You know, I think this time it has hints of both. Certainly for within China, the balance has always been that the government is the guarantor of stability and relief in a time of crisis. And this is certainly a situation for the domestic audience where they really have to deliver results. So sending Wen Jiabao out to Sichuan province within hours of the quake actually having taken place really indicates that resources will be soon to follow. I think for the international audience, maybe for those looking at long-term investments or even those looking at the Olympics, certainly they want to make sure that they have a convincing presentation to say that in the event of any kind of uncertainty or calamity, that they have the resources to really handle a crisis.
And obviously, this is a very unique time for China as they wind up for the Beijing Olympics, and they've been facing months and weeks of criticism over the way they handled the protests in Tibet and their involvement in Sudan. So to see the prime minister out there with his hard hat on, ministering to these people who are in great need, I mean, that's really quite a different vision of Chinese leadership than we've ever seen.
Well, within China, Wen Jiabao is known in some circles as the people's premier. So he's been the public face of the government response to a lot of humanitarian crises, and tries to be the kind of a leader with which people would identify. Hu Jintao is more reclusive. Wen Jiabao is more of the public figure. But looking at the current events, I think they're really trying to make people identify with the leadership, and maybe this represents a wind down after winding up to leading up to the torch relay. So I think there's been ups and downs here in the month leading up to the Olympics. They were hoping for a smooth ride in, but we keep seeing these large swings up and down, and this is a trough that I think that they're going to try to come out of.
William Hess, I wonder if there's some possibility that the Chinese government is trying to get out ahead of potential instability from this. The Wall Street Journal has a front-page story today about the earthquake exposing the disparities of income between the rich and poor in China, and that's going to be increasingly apparent to everyone in China as reporting and the full scale of this disaster is learned. Do you think it's a sort of a preemptive strike here?
Well, before this crisis hit, I mean, that was one of the key issues in the headlines talking about the economy is the issue of inequality. So for the government, in a sense, this allows them to focus really on their relief effort and maybe a positive message. But once this crisis passes and the recovery and rescue efforts are reaching completion, I think the public in many areas outside of Sichuan is going to turn around and focus more on daily lives and look at things like inflation, look at housing prices, look at income inequality. So this is a bit of a diversion for the government, but there really are some long-term issues that they have to face after this blows over.
But it will certainly make it much more difficult for the critics to come out hard and heavy, given that China is going to be for some many weeks and months in a very intense mourning period, as we see the numbers of dead has just continues to rise.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that there's more bad news ahead. If you look at the reports, as they access more regions that were cut off from communications and transportation, they're finding some pretty devastated areas. So I think that there's more bad news to come, unfortunately. However, in the weeks to come, I think the government will focus efforts on both in their relief efforts, but also in making sure that they have a plan to follow up with that leading up into the Olympics.
You know, there's enormous investment in China, and I'm wondering if, in some sense, this is a signal to the investment community that China has the infrastructure to deal with a problem like this and to move right back into its full-growth economy.
Well, this is perhaps one of the most difficult areas of the country to reach. So this is would be a test for, I think, any rescue apparatus in China and in Europe and the U.S., wherever. So I think long-term investors looking at the China market, I think this kind of event is something that they'd have to look at in areas that are prone to earthquakes. But I think overall the long-term impact on investor sentiment, I think, will be limited. As they dig out in Sichuan, people look around the rest of the economy. Sichuan accounts for only 4% of China's economy. There's a lot of dynamism still continuing, and I think that's going to buoy investor sentiment in the long term.
All right, that's interesting. William has 4% of the economy in Sichuan. That's interesting to learn. China analyst with the forecasting company Global Insight. Thanks for joining us, William.